This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 363 and a quarter, up 7. December corn, 374 and a quarter, up 7. March corn, 387, up 7. August soybeans, 1237, up 14 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1096 and a half, up 15. November soybeans, 1080, up 14 and a quarter. September wheat, 568, up 15 and a half. December wheat, 586 and three quarters, up 14. March wheat, 605 and a half, up 13. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday. Wheat led the rally on too much moisture on European wheat and Ukraine political problems. Corn and soybeans followed wheat higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 6 to 7 cents higher at 353 to 365. Soybean bids were 14 to 15 stronger at 1226 to 1247. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 9 cents higher at 350 to 369. Soybean bids were up 13 to 14 cents at 2121. to 1221 to 1250. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 7 cents higher at 359 to 373. Soybean bids were 10 to 20 cents higher at 1194 to 1267. Wheat bids were steady to 15 cents higher at 462 to 528. Now on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 14 cents higher at 1240 to 1280, with the basis unchanged at 160 to 200 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 428 to 438 a ton. That's up 580, with the basis steady at 40 to 50 over the August. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 cents higher at 370 to 393, with the basis unchanged at 7 to 30 over the September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 11 cents higher, 378 to 383, with the basis mixed at 15 to 20 over the September. Soybeans ended 14 to 21 cents stronger at 1210 to 1280, with the basis steady to 7 higher at 130 to 200 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 6 to 7 cents at 389 to 394, and these elevators raised their soybean prices 14 cents with quotations of 1210 to 1287, with soft wheat closed 15 cents stronger at 520 to 533, and Milo ended the day 7 cents higher, 394 to 425. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 336 to 357, soybeans from 1030 to 1065. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 334 to 346, and soybeans 1041 to 1061. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 338 to 354, and soybeans ranged from 1046 to 1065. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 158.55, up 10 cents. October live cattle, 155.95, up 30 cents. December live cattle, 155.90, no change. August feeder cattle, 221.32, up 7 cents. September feeder cattle, 220.72, no change. October feeder cattle, 219.97, down 7 cents. August lean hogs, 116.40, up 55 cents. October lean hogs, 102.20, up 52 cents. December lean hogs, 94.80, up 82 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Wednesday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 40 cents lower in the range of 106 to 119, with the weighted average carcass price of 115.40. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 80 to 88, 4 to 5 weights 84 to 92, 5 to 6 weights 88 to 93, and 6 weights and up 90 to 97. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $78 to $84. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,908 head. And now the report from the United Producers Auction held Tuesday, August 5th. They had receipts of 429 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159 to 168.75. Select and choice were 154 to 159. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 150 to 156. Select and choice Holstein steers, 143 to 149, and choice heifers, 159.75 to 167. Select and choice heifers were 153 to 159. Now moving on to the Fairview auction. They had receipts of 264 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 162. And the high dressing were 162.50 to 163.25. Select and choice were 151 to 155, and selects were 148 to 152. Select and choice Holstein steers were 138.50 to 144, and choice slaughter heifers were 154.50 to 162. Now moving on to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing 139 to 146, breakers 114.50 to 121.50, boners were 108.50 to 118.25, and leans were 96.75 to 107.75. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 382 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $126.31, and that was $1.65 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $261.97, that was $1.30 lower, with select carcasses at $255.77, that was 98 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 113,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 405,000, that compared to 406,000 last week and 421,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.68. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.52. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.59. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.52. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.34. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.58. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.23. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.58. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.97. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.68. Corn at Scottville is $3.59. Beans at Greenfield are $12.34. Beans at Scottville are $12.23, and wheat at Scottville is $4.97. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is holding a cover crops meeting next week. I spoke with Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District in Hillsboro.
the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is sponsoring a cover crops meeting, just an informational meeting that we're going to have over at the Lincoln Land Community College campus in Litchfield next Thursday, August 14th. It'll start around 9 o'clock in the morning, and we should get done around somewhere around 11 o'clock in the morning. So we're really looking forward to it. We've been promoting cover crops pretty heavily the last 2 years. We have a grant agreement with the American Farmland Trust, where we are utilizing some funds there to promote cover crops throughout Montgomery County.
And as I understand, the main feature at this meeting is going to be a guest speaker. Do you want to tell me a little bit about who your speaker is?
Yeah, we've also been working with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and Woody Woodruff has been our contact with the Stewardship Alliance here in Illinois, and he is providing us with a speaker, Andy Shireman of Chapin, Illinois, and he's going to be talking about his some of his successes and different experiences that he has had with cover crops. And so we're really looking forward to that presentation, and also just the being able to ask questions and answers about what has worked over the last few years and what hasn't.
Now, you said that you guys have been promoting cover crops pretty heavily. Have you seen an increase in cover crops being planted throughout the area?
Yeah, I would say last year was probably the biggest increase that we saw here in the county as far as cover crops being planted and being utilized. Unfortunately, last year was probably was not as good of a year to try to get cover crops established last year because of the dry soil, because of the late harvest, and several factors that were, you know, contributing to that. So we didn't have as much success last year with the cover crops. Looking forward to this year, hopefully we'll have some better soil moisture, and it looks like we'll definitely have an earlier harvest than what we had last year. So just trying to get producers to, you know, think ahead of time here, because there are certain dates that things need to be planted by, depending on what type of cover crops you're wanting to do on your farm. So trying to provide, you know, some more information, you know, out there to the producers here in the county. We've also had a lot of interest in the EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, that has had some cost share opportunities for producers here in the county. And so that has provided a lot of producers with an opportunity to try out some cover crops and also receive some cost share for doing so.
And why would you say is probably the number one reason people in the area are choosing to plant cover crops? There are a lot of different reasons why someone would choose to, whether it's to hold on to nutrients or keep soil from eroding. What would you say is the number one reason in this area?
Well, I think for the most part what we're seeing, guys, is, and it varies, and I don't think it's one particular reason. You know, there's some guys that have highly erodible land that are wanting to reduce that sheet and rail erosion that's occurring on their land. We've seen, you know, we've had some of these rainfall events that have been very high in volume, and that has caused a lot of sheet and rail erosion on land that's even being no-tilled. So that's, you know, that's one reason. They're also trying to recycle some nutrients and bring up some nutrients from down below. Also, weed suppression is another thing that's come to the forefront here. You know, weeds are getting harder to manage, more expensive to manage, and there's guys that are looking at cover crops as a way to suppress some of the winter annuals and hold back the weeds in the spring as well.
All right. Well, Chris, do you just want to go over one more time the date and time of this cover crops meeting that you guys are putting on?
Yep, next Thursday at 9 a.m. out at the Lincoln Land Litchfield campus. We'll be out there starting at 9. We will have donuts, coffee, and juice, so we'll have that provided. And no RSVP is needed. If guys are interested, they can show up. If they have any questions about the meeting, they can call us here at the office at 532-3610, extension 3, and talk to myself or one of the other guys here in the office. But we hope to have a good turnout, and we hope this is kind of an informational meeting. And then we are also planning to do another tour similar to what we did last November with once we see where some of the cover crops are at and up and going, we'd like to do a tour around the county to look at, you know, some of the different cover crop mixes that, that some of the producers are using. So we hope to see you guys there, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
Again, that was resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Chris Reynolds, talking about their cover crops meeting that will take place Thursday, August 14th from 9 to 11 in the morning. This Friday, the University of Illinois Master Gardeners of Montgomery County are having a pork and brat sale at the CNB Plaza in Hillsboro to benefit their Farmers Institute. I spoke with Bob Feeney for more information.
Well, this Friday we're having a pork patty and brat cookout to raise funds for our Farmers Institute, which is going to be held on September the Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th. We have seven categories at the Farmers Institute. Each of these classes have many different categories. Last year we had 420 some entries, and Angela was one of the judges in the ag category, if I remember. So we'd like to have that again this year, and this just raised funds for the prizes that we use for the Farmers Institute.
And that is quite impressive that you have that many entries. And aren't you guys one of the last Farmer Institutes around?
As far as we know, we're the only Farmers Institute, County Farmers Institute in the state. So we want to hang on to that tradition that we've got and established over 124 years ago. This will be our 124th Farmers, not ours, at the Master Gardeners. It was started many years ago by farmers in the area who just wanted to show off their expertise in growing various grains and cattle. And the wives of the farmers would always love to show off their cooking expertise and bring in their jams and jellies in addition to cooking various cakes, pies, etc. So it was a fun event, and it really a long weekend before the county fairs ever started. So the Farmers Institute was initiated just to generate the interest in the farmers. And from what I understand, some of the early farmers came in horse and buggies carrying their bushels of grain and wheat and corn and whatever else they were growing, and the wives brought all the goodies also. So,
well, you guys must be very proud that it's still going strong.
Well, we are. I mean, it's a job that we enjoy doing, and it's more fun than work, really. We have a good time with it. So,
and of course, it would not be possible without something to help fund it, which is what this Friday is all about.
That's what this Friday is all about. We're cooking pork patties from Paris Food and bratwurst from Paris Food, and we have chips, the cookies, which are made by the ladies from the some of the ladies who are master gardeners, and chips and a drink for $6 for lunch and $4 for just a sandwich.
Can you also tell us the time and the place once again so that people can come and check it out if they want to?
It's going to be at the CNB parking lot, which is also in the parking lot for Montgomery County Realty, and the time is from 11 to 1:30. So please come and support our project and support the Farmers Institute,
which will be going on for 124 years now.
124 years, yes.
Again, that was Bob Feeney of the Master Gardeners. Master Gardeners will be holding a pork and brat sale in the CNB parking lot from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.